Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at healthy beverage index, and finally, a story about flexion extension radiographs and lumbar spondylolisthesis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 519, recorded August 21st, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Iglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Researchers at Virginia Tech have developed a new scoring method for assessing beverage intake, referring to it as the Healthy Beverage Index. In a report published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, they describe how this tool can be used to more accurately evaluate dietary consumption of all types of fluids. They found that higher HBI scores, that's Healthy Beverage Index scores, were associated with more favorable lipid profiles, decreased risk of hypertension, and, among men, better C-reactive protein levels. The authors would like this technique to be developed into a rapid assessment tool that might be used online to provide patients, doctors, and dietetics practitioners with accurate consumption information that could be used to encourage better eating behaviors. Also, they will continue to refine the index over time as new information about healthy beverage choices becomes available. Remember to discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for more information.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com. Find the advertisers link to see current deals at booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertisers link, and click into the booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. A recent spine journal study was published to investigate and compare the use of two diagnostic modalities in the evaluation of stability in lumbar spondylolisthesis. Evaluating potential instability in lumbar spondylolisthesis is significant to its management. Lateral lumbar flexion extension radiographs are frequently obtained on the basis of a thought that this forward-backward movement can actually describe hypermobility at the listhetic segment. However, simply comparing standard upright lumbar lateral radiographs with a supine sagittal magnetic resonance image, combined known by the label US, something typically conducted for patients with lumbar spondylolisthesis, may also be used. The study concluded that upright sagittal may offer an easily available alternative diagnostic modality in lumbar spondylolisthesis with the potential of reducing both radiation exposure and costs. Further studies should focus on its influence in clinical decision-making. Surf to our show notes for details.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from football legend Tony Dorsett. To succeed, you need to find something to hold on to, something to motivate you, something to inspire you. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.